All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
SportsMappers, welcome to the fray. Anything that Lance Zierlein just said is not...
What?
He said out of our mouth, and
specifically
not
said
dirty or via no.
Mm-mm.
Just in case we don't get blamed for it.
Did he say something?
Lance popped in. Appreciate that. We are back, Sports Mappers. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the fray.
Thought he was going to crash the show.
Joining yeah, us on ESPN 97.5 as well. That's for that idiot that doesn't think that fray is the appropriate word.
Yes, every day now you bring it up
because he's an a-hole.
You guys are both funny when it comes down to text. You're like, number ending in 1234.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, you know except what? For the one time that he did the area code and the number.
They need to know that you can't just go calling people out and not expect a response.
That's fine.
They
I'm
need
not,
to
not,
know that.
I'm not hating on you. Yeah, I just think it's funny.
And believe me when I tell you, we don't do it to every single text because this show would be nothing but us bitching about texts.
True. Yeah, we get quite a bit of texts.
Yes.
Quite every day.
A bit of hate texts.
That's always
plenty of haters out there. There was one at like 102 for me. Right out the chute. Just right out
it's
the chute.
Usual suspects.
Yeah.
Here's Joel
like,
and Barry.
Do you
know
what Barry just said?
What, his name?
Yeah. Joel's like, what up, man? Screw Barry. Like, he didn't even get H-Town out yet.
Jeez.
You're already firing off the hate, you bunch of weirdos.
Life's good, Barry. When life's good, they got something to bitch about.
Apparently.
Man, too much time on your hands. Is this a... Hi-oh!
I don't know.
Jerry?
Hi-oh.
What's up, Jerry?
Where you been, man?
We got like a life
or
something?
I know, life, man. I've been working and working and working for the man every night and day, like the song goes.
I'm going to need you to do better, man. You can't be having a life and listening to this show. You got to get
I've
your
been
priorities.
Listening. I'm listening.
Okay.
I've been listening. I've seen Joel a few times. I'm still here. I'm loyal. I'll set my game up.
All right.
But, yo, Joel, I busted my knee up real bad on Sunday night. I had to go to the urgent care and all that stuff. So,
oh, no.
I'm going to be out for a while. So my knee looks like Barry now, all bloated, round, and swollen. I was actually going to ask
that was
Joel,
outstanding,
who do you want me to, who do you want me to make fun of, Barry or Nick? Because I could have, you know, said that about either one of them. But anyway.
That's outstanding.
Bro, how bad's the knee? You don't need surgery, do you?
It's bad. I thought I tore it. You know, you ever clash knees with somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Playing at the Met with those old folks with Joel and everybody?
No, those guys are good, man. No, those guys are good.
Dude, you haven't been up
those
there
guys
in a while,
are good. That court is so big that,
yeah,
you know,
it's an NBA court. Yeah.
I mean, that keeps Joel in nice shape, especially when you don't play defense. You know, sit in the corner and look for your jump shot.
I disagree with that last
one. Yeah, I would disagree about keeping
Mike,
Joel in shape.
I mean, the cycling class is open tonight, Nick. So,
all I'll
right,
be
Jerry,
there.
What's up?
Yeah, so no, I was going to say with the Coca-Cola thing, it's actually, that's true. They had trace amounts of cocaine. That's why the coca from the cocoa leaf or whatever. And the cola is cola nuts. It has, like, caffeine. So that's where your source of caffeine is the cola nuts. So that was in, like, the 1900s or early 1900s. So that is... actually true. Useless knowledge that I would like to just share with you guys.
Cola nuts?
Yeah, cola nut.
Okay.
That's what it is. I don't know. And real quick, hey, Nick, Barry, who you guys got for this weekend? For the
There you go.
Fight?
Perfect segue,
look at
Jerry.
You.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Are you
look
boys you. Ready to do your picks?
Yeah, let's do it.
I am ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, do you want to start off and give well, who you got, Jerry, before you go? Who you got?
I got Khabib because, honestly, I think that all he needs to do is grab a toe and it's over. I mean, once he's on him, that's it. He's not going to be able to get up. He's not going to be able to get up. I mean, Connor's going to have to catch him early. And then the longer it goes, it's going to go to Khabib's favor, you know?
There you go.
But, I mean, I would say, like, if I had to put a percentage, I'd probably say, like, 60-40 I think Khabib will win.
Okay.
And I think that's probably close to what the odds makers are.
Yeah, Khabib is minus 160. McGregor's a plus 150.
Though, Khabib. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're spot on. I mean, I wouldn't say garbage, but I think the problem with Khabib, appreciate the call, Jerry. I think the problem with Khabib is that he's willing to eat some punches to get inside and do some damage. And McGregor proved with Aldo that all it takes is one.
Yeah, super precise dude.
Yeah, and so that's the concern I have. I do think Khabib will win the fight, but the concern is if he fights like he's always fought, and McGregor has film on that, and he's seen it, and he has a game plan to counteract that, it could end early for Khabib. That wouldn't shock me if it ends early because he's just willing to go in and eat punches to get inside.
Yeah, and I guess we could save that last fight. We can get to that one last and start from the bottom. Yeah, we're not going to do the entire fight card.
No, we'll start. We don't want to do the chick card or the chick fight. We'll just move on.
See,
from
I didn't say that. Again, that's you. That's being inappropriate again.
No, that's what you at the break you said, Barry, just tell him we're not going to do the chick fight. And I was like, well, why not? Okay. That's not fair. That's and you were fib. Like, just
Nick,
tell him.
He didn't mean it.
Just tell him we're not going to do it and then we'll move forward. So I just did what you asked me to do. But now you make it my thing.
Yeah, I do. Derek Lewis, Alexander Volkov.
Nick, you do that again.
Smooth.
And it's going to be pretty quick when he hammers you. He's that's not going to let it happen.
All right. Volkov and Lewis. First of all, betting wise, I think 155 is pretty good value.
Who is that? Is it -155 for?
Volkov is a -175. Lewis is a +155.
Yeah,
I like that value. I would put a little scratch on
it. I would agree with that. I think the Conor fight had some good value. We'll get to that later. Yep. But he had some good value a little bit later. If you're interested, don't. I'm not giving free plays. Don't send no emails to Fred Fowler. I'm not trying to get any trouble. But I'm just saying. But yeah, this Alexander guy, full disclosure, didn't know too much. I haven't seen too many of his fights, but the guy looks legit. Made his career at M1 Global, went on to Bellator, and now he's in the UFC. Man, ever since we met Derek Lewis and we've interviewed him, I almost want to pick Derek Lewis with my eyes closed every single time. But this guy's legit.
Well, yeah, and he's got a chin. So he can take a punch. I was looking at his record, one TKO in his entire career. So he does have a chance. And he's fought some guys, some legitimate heavyweights. So it's
Fabricio
not like,
Verdun,
yeah,
I mean, Roy Nelson.
Exactly. And those are two guys that specifically that I looked at that thought, okay, he's gone toe-to-toe with these guys and didn't get knocked out. And so he can take a punch because Roy Nelson will drag you through the deep water. I mean, you can't knock that guy out, and he's got the ability to knock some people out with that overhand right. So you can survive that. You probably have a decent chin. I think the problem is Derek has motivation for this fight, and when there's a motivated Derek Lewis, like when he retired and came back, he was motivated. He was able to climb into the top 10 doing that. After this last fight with Ngannou and how terrible that fight was, one of the worst fights in UFC history, I think he wants to prove something. He wants to get back in the good graces of the fans in the UFC. So I think he's going to come out. This fight's not going to the ground. I can tell you that right now. Neither one of these guys want to be on the ground.
And that's kind of, go ahead.
But so that concerns me a little because Ngannou and Lewis was supposed to be an all-striking match, and they stood there and looked at each other. So that's a concern. But I think at the end of the day, I like the value at 155, +155 for Derek Lewis. I think he wins the fight straight up, though. I think he beats the guy.
Yeah, and that's my main – the fact that you brought up the fact that there's a small chance that Derek Lewis and Alexander go to the ground, I think favors Alexander. I don't know if he's dealt with a striker like Alexander before, and I know he has a chin, but Alexander has surprised a lot of people in the three or four fights that he's been in the UFC, not to mention the, 35 fights that he already has under his card. So the guy is no stranger to the cage. I'm actually going to call the upset on this one.
Okay.
I don't know. Even if it does end up if it remains standing up, I don't think it's going to be one of those lackluster performances like we saw with Ngannou and Derek Lewis. I think it's going to be a little bit different. I think both are not going to be gun shy. I think if anybody's going to be gun shy, it's only going to be one person. I'm calling Alexander to finish Derek Lewis at some point in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dominic Reyes and Ovin St. Preux. OSP.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Dominic Reyes, I'll be honest with you. I think it's kind of a weird fight. I have no idea how this one's going to go, to be honest with you.
I like St. Preux. I mean, I think he's kind of an underrated light heavyweight. You saw his fight with John Jones after John Jones had a long outing. I think he was out for like a year and a half. And, you know, OSP kind of hung with him. So I like OSP in this. I don't know. Is he favored in this? Do you have the Lions in front of you? Or do you not?
Yeah, he's a plus 185, so he's the underdog as well.
All right, there's probably something about I don't know that much about Dominic Reyes as well, but he is absolutely undefeated in the UFC. 2 knockouts and 1 submission. I'm still going with OSP, mainly because I know more about him.
Yeah.
And he's fought bigger names.
Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis. Ferguson's a minus 360. Pettis is a plus 300.
Two guys with the injury prone label, right?
Yep.
But when they're healthy, they're absolutely scary. But I think when Tony Ferguson is healthy, he's one of the best, if not the best, 155er in the UFC. I really believe that.
I miss Pettis being Pettis. He's not the old Anthony Pettis anymore. He's not the old Showtime. By the way, he was Showtime before Patrick Mahomes was. Ferguson on the 10-fight win streak. I'm worried about the knee a little bit with Tony Ferguson. I think at the end of the day, though, he runs away with this. It's not even close.
Yeah, I'm with you too. It may go to the decision, but even if it does go to decision, I agree with you. Yeah. I still don't think it's going to be close.
All right, and then the main event, Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Conor McGregor. I'm interested to see who you got and why.
I was almost going to switch my pick. I think we've all kind of mentioned Khabib to do well for I don't know, 3-4 weeks. I know I did. I'm still going to pick.
I did too.
I'm still going to pick Khabib. I think you may make a great point in the fact that he does sometimes take punishment when he's trying to get that takedown, and that's very dangerous with a guy like Conor McGregor, who has an unbelievable amount of precision when he throws his hands. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to be a 9-second KO
like Aldo.
Aldo, yeah. That was just a. And remember, he broke his hand when he threw that. So I don't know if that's going to be the same case. I'm sticking with my picks. I'm mainly because of the fact that wrestling-wise, you can't depend on Conor McGregor in this match. With Chad Mendes, it was a bit different because it was short notice. This is a different animal with Khabib. And that wrestling is going to be a lot for him to deal with. So I'm picking him.
Yeah, I think Conor can catch Khabib. I do. Is the case silent? I've always said Khabib, but I hear people saying
Khabib too.
Yeah, I've heard both. I don't know. Here's the thing. I think Conor might be a little intimidated, and that doesn't happen very often. In fact, I can only recall it ever happening one other time, and it was the Diaz fight, and yep. He lost that fight. And I think that's a big deal with Conor McGregor, is how confident is he that he could beat his opponent in front of him, and when he's supremely confident. He hasn't lost a fight, but that one time that he wasn't so sure, he has his only loss in the UFC, and I think that happens again. I think he loses. I think he can KO Khabib, but I just think he's intimidated by this guy. I think he will fight intimidated.
Yeah, we've been on that same page for a while. Yeah. The fact that if he can't get into your head, that bothers Conor sometimes. So it's going to be interesting to see how he reacts to Khabib, and the fact that he doesn't seem mentally bothered. Dana White seems to believe so.
They're up to 3 million pay-per-view. They're trending towards 3 million.
That's the projection.
Yeah,
they're trending have a guy in Conor McGregor who holds 4 of the 5 most pay-per-view buys this company has ever seen.
Crazy.
I'm intrigued by it. That whole story right there in itself, and the fact that Dana White said he was done. Yeah, the dolly through the bus, said he was done with anything UFC, and now he's back and obviously cashing in, and it's going to be an interesting fight. So.
Biggest pay-per-view buy so far, UFC 202, Diaz McGregor 2. That's actually the one that Diaz lost,
mm-hmm.
1.6. Almost doubled. If their projection is correct, it's almost doubled their biggest event. And that's just the kind of wave that Conor McGregor brings to the table. There's going to be a lot of favoritism that's going to continue, even if Conor loses, I think.
I'll save it.
You said something. You saw something inappropriate on the text line, didn't you?
No, I'm going to confirm this to be true and that I can talk about it. But this might be the funniest thing that I've ever heard since we've done this show.
Cool.
Okay, stay tuned for that. Also, stay tuned for the fact that Cody Stutes joins us at 3:30, so we'll talk some football with him. And in the meantime, I do want to tell you about Hawk Security. I'm telling you right now, nothing is worse in terms of the feeling you get that when your private belongings have been broken into, and you know that your house or your apartment, that's your top security. That's something that you have to worry about if you got a family, significant other, and or kids. That's your top priority, to make sure that they are safe at all times. And the best way to do that is to pick up the phone and call Hawk Security. All it takes is one phone call, 281-947-HAWK. Hawk Security is a smart home automation system. It gives you peace of mind knowing your family and your home, they're protected 24/7, 365 55. And they make sure they do everything from fire detection to burglary, video surveillance, life safety, you name it, they can do it. You take advantage right now of a special offer for the first 100 people that call in to that number, 281-947-HAWK. That's 281-947-HAWK. You will get the Go Hawk Smart Home Package. And with it, you get a savings because they're going to throw in, if you call in one of the first 100 callers, the doorbell camera and installation. So therefore, you are going to make sure you see anybody and everybody that approaches your front porch and your front door, whether you're home or not. But all you got to do is call now, 281-947-4295 or 281-947-HAWK. If you need home security, you've been thinking about upgrading your package, or you need someone that can really take care of business for you to make sure that you, your belongings, and your family are safe, you got to call my friends at Hawk Security. 281-947-HAWK. Mention the promo code Nate. Get that doorbell camera and in the installation. It's a special ESPN Radio offer only. Protect what matters most today. Hawk Security and HawkSecurity.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show continues to roll on. It's The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Quick reminder, because of Astros baseball on ESPN Radio, we will not broadcast the show tomorrow. Instead, you will get ESPN quality announcers doing Astros Indians game one. So no FEF Friday, no comedian. So Barry, you're off the hook tomorrow morning. You don't have to look for one
at 11:55.
Yeah, the last possible second.
Yeah, that's good. So what are you doing? You turning the AC down? There.
Yeah, it's freezing.
You nipping in there? Okay. Well, you just shut the door in my face. Well, that went out to millions of people. And you slam the door in my face.
Executed like a champion, Nicholas.
Freezing.
That was well done. That I'm was with you. Such a wife thing to do.
Well, when you
were over there nipping, whatever. You didn't wear your bra. So
dude,
we can
two
see.
Segments ago, you looked like the killer tomato. Your face was as red as your shirt.
It was hot. It was. I was burning up.
Now you're cold.
No, they just always get like that.
How's your pits?
Pretty good.
Yeah, no moisture.
No, see,
way to go.
That certain dry works when you use it right.
Mm-hmm.
You were 1,000% correct on that, sir.
Whoa! Hey, stop right there. Okay, so before the break, you teased it, but this is a good one. Oh, God, who's coughing
the hell
up
is that?
That's through the door. Don't even... I don't know.
Oh, my God. Was it sneeze?
Can I ask that question real quick?
He's like, don't even sneeze.
It was Cody.
You have to try to sneeze that loud. No matter how big the sneeze is, you can just go... You don't have to do...
What always trips me out is when you'll see like a grown ass man be like, that was it? Dude, you're a grown ass man. You gotta
let it go.
You don't
want to
sound like Cody just did, like you were gonna blow the doors off the studio. But just to be all, like, what is that? There's some dudes that sneeze like that. That's not right.
I
gotta tell you about I think this might be the funniest thing that I've ever seen happen to this show.
It's pretty amusing.
So, our boy P. Randizzle, and I'm not going to mention anything other than his
loyal suspect,
his nickname, P. Randizzle.
Yep,
sends me a picture of a write up that he got at work. Now I'm about to say what's on the write up. If you got kids in the car or you're at work and have us on the speakers openly in the cube environment, one, you're a dumbass. You should have headphones on. You know better when you listen to this show. So this is kind of on you too, P. Randizzle. But put in the headphones because I'm going to read the write-up verbatim.
And our keyword?
It's got the quote that got him written up. I don't want nobody else getting written up. So
our keyword is earmuffs. If you have, in that environment, like Barry said, earmuffs.
So he sends me a picture of the write-up, and it basically says the offense that he got written up for was, quote, openly and regularly listening to an offensive radio station. And the quote that they put on the write-up was, quote, I was masturbating to Yanni.
That was Barry.
No.
That was definitely Barry.
I thought when you let us into that you were going to say that they said the Texans played well last week and actually were dominant.
My God, he got
written up. That would have been offensive radio.
He got written up for that.
I can't believe people, grown people, still get written up. It's ridiculous.
But you know so, that's because on, someone on, else on. Heard
on,
it.
On the corrective.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a corrective action, all right? And it says half day unpaid suspension. So wow. We basically just got him a day off.
That's you're welcome.
But it's unpaid. It's, yeah, it's unpaid. A punishment.
I mean, we'll start a GoFundMe for Patrick. We'll get it going, okay? But on the corrective action, it also says, in all caps, headphones are now permitted. So they're like, look, we know you're going to listen, but please use headphones. I bet he was trying to before, and they were like, no headphones in the office allowed. But, so then he's like, okay, fine. Then you got to listen to this all day.
There's the ammunition that he needs.
And then Joel talks about masturbating to Yanni.
Yeah,
and
Joel
then
it does was that way too much. Of course,
always me.
Got yeah. written up for that. God, that's
he's
so
got
funny.
The ammunition he needs. He goes back to them and says, you know what? This is on you. Because if you had the policy that headphones were permitted from the very get-go, this never would have happened. The fact that you're now permitting him and making an example of me is further proof why I shouldn't lose a half day's pay, and this should not be on me. It should be on you.
That's just, I feel like this is like a Boy Scout badge. Like the first time you get written up from your boss and get suspended is like your radio Boy Scout badge, like your suspension badge. First time you get a listener in trouble at work, you get your, I don't know, I guess.
What was it?
You get another badge for that. Like first time you get fined by the FCC, badge. I feel like these are all badges you have to get to be a legitimate radio show.
We should, or some sort of disclaimer of some sort, like the Blitz has.
That's just copying the Blitz. We don't need a disclaimer.
We also had, what was the company that was using up too much bandwidth listening to us on the app? Everybody was listening to us on the app, and they got in trouble because they were using up all the bandwidth.
Out in the shop on the Wi-Fi.
Yep.
All the shop computers in their shop were on the show,
yep.
And they couldn't do any work. Love it. That's so funny, though. Oh, my boy P. Randizzle. I'm so sorry you guys. I mean, I'm not sorry, but that's hilarious.
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that is too funny. He said at first he was a little upset, and then he was like, you know what? It's kind of funny.
I'm telling you, he's got a case to turn it back on them, at least get the pay, the suspended pay reinstated.
Now, so you're not, by the way, are you coming tonight to the Vortex with me to work out?
I am not.
I had to finish the sentence, otherwise I would have been a drop.
It is going to be a drop.
No, don't force it. So you're not coming tonight, or you are?
I can't make it tonight.
Damn it! And you're not going to come work out with me either. Well, I hope if you're listening and you want to get in shape,
I'm with Nick though. At some point,
you're
going to
come out
at
least do a boxing class.
Either one.
Okay. Will you wear yoga pants?
No, not even close.
Well, that's not good.
Why the hell would you wear those?
Because I was going to have custom Usual Suspects yoga pants for the three of us made to work out in.
That's not happening.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? If you want to work out, if you want to get in shape, I'll be there tonight doing the ride class out at Vortex. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. Come on out and join me. We're going to have a good time. Going to get in shape. It's a great facility, man. Vortex is Houston's first and only, but it's the first multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. Ride, rumble, refuel. That's the thing they say. Ride, that's the spin classes. The rumble is the boxing classes inside of that gorgeous boxing studio, man. Tons of heavy bags. And then the refuel is you can get like a post-workout smoothie at the smoothie bar afterwards. It's badass. Like you can even go in and say, hey, I want the strawberry banana smoothie waiting for me when my workout's over. And it'll be ready for you. You don't even have to go in and order it and sit around, grab your smoothie. You're out the door. You're on your way. And you can do that in the morning. They have morning classes. They have afternoon classes. Anything that fits your lifestyle, it's there for you. And as well, it's nice. Like it's luxurious. You can charge your phone in the USB ports inside of all the lockers. But it's luxurious, but it's affordable. Classes are $25 for $1 for a spin or a rumble class. You can get a $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. And then once you fall in love with Vortex, because I know you will, you can get unlimited Rumble or Ride memberships for as low as $195 per month. And the spin classes, like the ride classes, that studio, it's the only studio in Houston with three rows of bikes. They have 48 total. And what I like about the boxing classes is the fact that you're not learning just like Tybo-style boxing. The guy, Trey, taught the class on Tuesday. And he's a legit boxer. Like, he was an alternate on the Olympics. So you're learning how to box while you're getting in shape. It's great. And like I said, I've mentioned this before, but the scenery, the ladies outnumber 4-1. Smartest ladies I've ever met. Four smart ladies to one out there. It's outstanding. And then they have the gloves and everything else. So you just show up. Just show up and get in shape. 1707 West Gray. For more information, to schedule your classes and to sign up, go to VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you guys want to play fantasy football? We had Sigmund Bloom on today. You know how we do it on Thursdays. If you're playing, this is the station to be tuned into. And, of course, when you tune into our show, we do like to give back to you. But all the shows do. So that's why we play fantasy football with you. If you don't want to get locked down for a whole season of fantasy play, or you just want to play whenever you feel like it, you should just play with us. All you got to do is log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells, and you can play for a week, couple of weeks, or you can go for the entire season if you got it all figured out. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to Hotels.com. As Captain Obvious says, nothing says Hotels.com lets you do you, like this quote that says Hotels.com lets you do you.
You did that way better than I did last time.
No way. So sure. Basically ESPN975.com and you can play with us, Barry. Hey, if you are...
Welcome to the show, Cody Stoots.
I was going to say, if you...
I almost called you a dick right in the middle of that read. That would have been horrible.
If you let me... do the Cody Stoots professional lead-in, I was going to say, hey, yeah. if you're P. Randizzle out there and you're looking for something to do because you're not supposed to be blaring The Usual Suspects outwardly on your radio at the cubicle, head on over to Sports Map because our man Cody Stoots has got a good column right now about the whole Texans-Cowboys matchup, one player, one stat. And he's on video, so you can see what he looks like, too. So follow him on Twitter.
Just read the article. I would not watch a video with Cody Stoots.
That was mean-spirited.
I would
not. Completely mean-spirited.
Not a handsome man.
Yeah, because women are just knocking down your door, huh?
I mean, I'm kind of hot.
Cody, you missed it yesterday. He said with a straight face, and I know he's a comedian, but he said with a straight face his doppelganger is Mike Greenberg.
I mean, we're both hot. We're both super hot.
First of all, Greenberg's actually got a rug on his hat, on his head. So you got no.
What are
hair,
you talking
dude.
About? But I cut mine on purpose. It's not. I'm not bald like look, Nick it, by accident.
Would it look good though if it was long?
Have you not seen my high top fade from high school?
You look like a hairy thumb.
That's so wow. funny. You look like a thumb. That is great. You look like a thumb someone hit with a hammer. But
so you've been busy. Normally it's week in, week out.
I gotta say, before we do it, but God, I know we're gonna get into the article, but you're off the hook. Congratulations.
Oh yeah, double or nothing.
That's right. We went double or nothing on the food. You predicted a Texans win, and you
I didn't
barely
go double or nothing.
Got
I still want the food.
And for
I
the record, the for the record, if they tied, I still would have won because you gave me the point.
I did. Damn. Good for you, though. Lucky you.
I was feeling great when Frank Reich was doing all that crappy stuff. I was like, all right.
Just handed you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Sure. Look at you. All right. Sure. So I didn't
what
mean to
were
interrupt.
You thinking when he decided to go for it?
I mean, what's a tie going to do for the Colts? Like, I mean, a win's the only thing that makes them feel good in Indianapolis that they're going to like. The tie does nothing for them. The tie does nothing for
either team.
A lot of teams. If you're, because well, it was a couple of years ago, a tie mattered in like the percentage points for somebody making the wild card. But for the Colts or the Texans, a tie didn't do anything for either of those teams. So they both should have been playing for a win. I like Reich because now he can sit there and point to that as like, I'm not going to be like all these other coaches that would play for the tie. Tough problem for him, though, is now you've set yourself up with that kind of thought process about you. So now fans are going to expect that all the time. Like, oh, well, it's 4th and 2. Why didn't he go for it? And like the middle of the third quarter, he's an aggressive coach. Why wouldn't he go for it like that overtime thing?
Yeah.
So he kind of set himself up for failure. But I mean, he.
But I think he won some favor in the locker room too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I mean, you heard Luck talk about, yeah, hey, that's how we want to play. We want to go for it. We want to win. That's what we're here for.
So speaking of setting yourself up for now, they're going to expect this from you. All of a sudden, we got what we had seen last year that we hadn't seen all this season. And that is Bill O'Brien getting Deshaun Watson outside the pocket, moving him around, putting guys in motion, seeing the offense that we were like, where the hell has this been, and what are they doing? But now we expect to see it week in, week out. Are we going to see it?
A lot of good excuses from Bill O'Brien why he didn't see that earlier.
Shocker.
You know, so it was, oh, well, Kiki QT's back. He provides a different element. Oh, well, Deshaun Watson's body feels better, so we could do some of the stuff that we couldn't do earlier in the season. But you're right. No excuse. All that creative stuff, all that fun stuff, all those easy throws that he set Deshaun Watson up for, like, you got to see that against every defense. Like, the Colts are not talented at defense. They've got like one or two decent players and like one really good player. Their rookie linebacker, who's hurt for tonight, by the way, is really good, Leonard. But you take a team against the Cowboys, like, you need to see this against the Cowboys, who've actually got some nice players. That rookie linebacker out of Boise State, the big white Captain America looking fool, like, he's pretty good. Byron Jones is the Byron kid in the secondary is really good. And then DeMarcus Lawrence is a freak.
Yeah.
A freak from left end. He's the second most efficient pass rusher in the NFL behind Khalil Mack.
Really? That's wild.
According to Pro Football Focus, they have a stat that takes in hits, hurries, and sacks amongst your pass rushing stats. He's the second most efficient pass rusher in the NFL behind Khalil Mack. The dude is going to put some work in, and he gets David Irving back on the defensive line too, which is a nice little piece for the Cowboys. So you better see that creative stuff against the defense where you actually need to be creative.
It's weird because I think these two teams are kind of similar in many ways. They mirror each other statistically. They mirror each other, not identically on the field.
Right.
But in as far as...
The results seem to be the same.
Yeah. I mean, well, the Cowboys are only giving up like 19 a game, but they're only scoring 16. Right. Where the Texans are giving up 27, but they're only scoring 24. So they're giving up more, but they're scoring more. But that when you look at their, like, you know, their plus minus, it's damn near identical. I mean, it's not that far apart. There's some things that you love about the Texans that the Cowboys can't do, and vice versa. How do you decide who wins this game? What does it come down to for you?
To me, it just comes down to two players. Is Zeke Elliott going to be a monster?
Yeah, and like just, he was last week.
Like he was last week, and just carry them all the way on offense. Dak Prescott is not good. Dak Prescott is...
Oh, you're going to get some hate. That's Cody Stutes on Twitter.
Dak Prescott is barely average on any given week. You know what his per-game yardage for passing is?
I do not.
His average? 188.
Oh, damn.
Now, here's...
Nick, you could throw for 188.
Here's a fun little stat. Now. The two games before Andrew Luck played the Texans, he was throwing for 171, and then he went for 464 most of his career. So, if Zeke's going to get going... And they have to focus on Zeke, and that opens some things up for Dak, and they get going, then the Cowboys are going to run away with this thing because we know the Texans aren't stopping them. I mean, we just haven't seen it. And even in this most recent game, you saw the second half failures, which you hadn't been seeing in the first couple of games. And then on the defensive side, DeMarcus Lawrence had 3 sacks against the Lions. The Lions have a decent offensive line, and we're doing a pretty good job against him. If you're going to run Kendall Lamb back out there, look, you had a nice game against the Colts. The Colts don't have a DeMarcus Lawrence. So if Kendall Lamb is going to be the right tackle, or if his shoulder's not feeling good and it's Julion Davenport, like, if DeMarcus Lawrence is going to come in here and wreck the game, and I know O'Brien wanted to put some of the sacks on tight ends, running backs, and Deshaun Watson, you gave up 7 sacks. DeMarcus Lawrence just had 3 against the Lions, who have a better offensive line than you. Like, that, like, just put the numbers together and see where that could be a really bad situation and a really bad situation for just disrupting this passing game. And we know they can't run the ball with any efficiency.
And I would say, too, on the flip side of that, I look for J.J. Watt to be slowed a little bit. He's the last couple of games, he's faced some offensive line play that has been poor. And he's going to be facing a good Dallas offensive line. So I suspect he won't be having the AFC Player of the Month type game that he's had in the past couple of weeks.
The thing to look at with this Dallas offensive line is, while they're hurt, they're not nearly as good as they were a year ago, 2 years ago.
Still better than the Giants and the Colts.
Tyron Smith is a vet. So even if his body's not taken care of, he's got all the vet moves to slow down Clowney on rushing the passer, and then his ability to attack the rushing game. And then on the other side, you can just put focus over there. Like, their tight ends don't catch the ball. Their tight ends are there to stop guys like J.J. Watt from wrecking the game. And then they've invested in that line. at every position on the line. So, yeah, Watt's going to face a tougher task. Clowney's got the toughest task, though, because they're going to line him up over with Tyron Smith. And that Tyron Smith just takes care of dudes. It doesn't matter how healthy he is. He's just ready to go on game day.
But what a difference a week makes. Because a week ago, we were sitting here in the same spot talking about how bad the defense had been and Cornell and everything else. And now you look at Watt getting player of the month and JD getting player of the week. And the fact that, hey, we know that JJ can't put up the stats every week like he's been doing at least in the last 2 weeks because he'd be breaking all kinds of records. But he's been impressive. He looks as close to being the old JJ as we've seen maybe in a couple of years. But now they've got a big task at hand because regardless of what Dak's doing, when you know that Ezekiel Elliott's going to get not only his carries, but when he does what he did last week and goes over 100 yards receiving and he was their entire offense, that is a big task to stop that man.
I don't know who's covering him because Zach Cunningham's not the guy. Okay.
No.
And if I mean, God forbid Whitney Merciless ends up in a situation where he's got to cover him out of the backfield. And then, okay, so, maybe you put Tyrann Mathieu on there. You saw Tyrann Mathieu got out-athleted by a running back last week. I like Tyrann Mathieu, really good player. Size is an issue at times, and Zeke can go up there and get the ball. So maybe you're going to do Kareem Jackson. Okay, well, if you do that with Kareem, then what are you doing at corner? Like, who's playing those corner snaps or who's playing those safety snaps? This could be a big game for Justin Reed, especially if he ends up in coverage on some of those Cowboy playmakers like Cole Beasley. We saw how slot guys took care of business against the Texans, or Zeke catching the ball in the backfield. Look for Justin Reed to have a big game. They're going to need to play him more than they've been playing him. They've been pretty impressed with the success he's had so far as a rookie, but he's got to play more. It's got to be good snaps, or they're going to be in trouble on defense.
All right, Cowboys are Texans 3.5-point favorite. Who you got?
Man, I got it. I think the Texans will win the game. I think the Cowboys cover.
Okay. There you go.
Are you guys still betting, or?
We're both not taking any more chances on it's the Texans.
All right, there you go. That's Cody Stutes. You can always check him out, sportsmap.com. He's got videos. He's got columns. He's the man to make sure you check in with when you're talking about previewing and looking into anything football, and particularly the Houston Texans. Thanks, my man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, real quick, though, I do want to do let's give some stuff to the people before we get out of here for this final segment of the show. So dust off your lederhosen and lace up your dirndls. Carboctoberfest is back. It's better than ever. It's the last weekend of this 3-week celebration. So here's your chance to win 2 tickets to this Friday's Carboctoberfest night event. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7 p.m. It's featuring the Texas Gentlemen. There will also be free beer garden festivities starting at 5 o'clock if you want to get there early, have a little fun. You can get tickets and information on the complete Carboctoberfest lineup at carbockbrewing.com. But right now, we'll take callers 10 and callers 11. Each of you will get 2 tickets to Carboctoberfest on October 5th. 713-780-3776. Caller 10 and caller 11. 713-780-3776. Both callers will win a pair of tickets to Carboctoberfest. All right, we'll be back with one more segment right after this. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, final segment of the show. Appreciate you being along for the ride on The Usual Suspects. We got you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7, so you don't have to do a thing. You'll be entertained throughout. I do want to tell you that we have one more giveaway to get to because it is the Lone Star Shootout, as we know, this weekend between the Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. And so we have 2 tickets to a tailgate party. If you don't have tickets to the game, but you do want to have some kind of participation with the big event, it is a great event. It is the Dallas Cowboy Fans Houston, or DCFH for short, our girl Crystal Collins and company.
What?
They are giving away 2 tickets to their tailgate party. It's going to be both ex-Cowboys and ex-Oilers with names like Haywood Jeffries and Mike Dumas, Shante Orr, Kevin Williams of the Cowboys, Eugene Lockhart of the Cowboys. Lots of good big names to hang out with, as well as fantastic food and drink. And you can win 2 tickets to be a part of it. It's going to be Baracho tailgaters, dim cookers, They joined forces with Smokin' Cowboy Space City. Best tailgate experience ever. It's going to be at 9200 South Main starting Sunday at 3 p.m. Win two passes to the best tailgate party happening when the Cowboys and the Texans face off. The passes include all-you-can-eat food and drink, drink shots, ice shots. I think there's going to be some shots. Dancing, singing, and football. Wristbands still available. Get some at Facebook Events Lone Star Shootout Tailgate or win them right now. Caller number 11, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Caller number 11. You win two tickets. Good luck.
All right, we got to get through these pretty quickly.
Well, real quick, we got to do the baseball first.
Okay.
All right, so real quick, who do you have? National League, Braves, Dodgers. Who's winning that series?
Dodgers.
Dodgers, I'm with you. I think that's not even close. Rockies, Brewers, who you got?
Brewers.
I'm with you.
Wow.
I think that's it. Yeah. I
thought you said you're a Rockies guy.
I am, but I think the Brewers, just Yelich is having that magical
season.
Although
you freaked me out with the fact that they're not going with a starter in game one.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
I don't like that.
Brewers in four. All right, AL, Astros, Indians, who you got?
With this one, I'm telling
don't
you
do
what,
it.
I think it's, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take the Astros, but this one's going to be, Astros fans better be prepared for a long series.
Astros in five, who you got, Red Sox, Yankees?
I think the Red Sox find a way with the home field.
Okay. That's
you?
Easy. Yeah, Red Sox.
Yeah, Red Sox. Yeah. Okay.
All right, cool. We want to start with college football or NFL? All right, college. Tulsa at Houston tonight, -18 for Houston.
I think Houston wins the game. I think Tulsa covers with the points.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going to pick Houston to cover. I liked it at -16.5. I know where you're going with the Vegas insider lines, but I'd like Houston to cover. All right, Kentucky at Texas A&M, -5.5 for Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. This one really worries me. It's at home, so it's in College Station for the Aggies. 5.5, Kentucky's 13. Damn it, I don't know how to choose this. I'm going to go with the Aggies.
I am, too.
I am, too. I'm not sold on the Kentucky hype yet. Plus, A&M does well against the run, and that's, I think, the only way Kentucky really can win this game. Nebraska at Wisconsin, -18 for Wisconsin.
That's a lot to give up, and
it's
I know
a lot
Nebraska's
of points,
garbage.
And Wisconsin's had a hard time covering big spreads, but Nebraska's garbage.
They really are bad.
I'll take the Badgers and give the points, though it's reluctant.
The point differential when you look at points scored, points allowed for both teams is literally 18, which is about what the spread is. So it tells you it's probably right on. I gotta make up ground. I'm going to go Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wisconsin to cover.
That was a stupid pick. My part. I have a stupid pick, but I got to make up ground.
Okay, LSU at Florida.
I like LSU on the road. I'm a believer in this team this year. They finally got a quarterback that's better than serviceable.
I can't see the line on. Oh, it's -1. I'm sorry.
I know Florida has been kind of a sexy pick early on because of the fact that they're playing better and they're finally looking like they're getting their crap together. I got LSU.
Florida at home, and you're going to give me 2.5 points. I'll take it.
Okay. There you go. There's another
I'll take
one
LSU as
picks.
Well.
Who you got, Nick?
LSU.
Okay.
All right. Last one in the college football realm. Texas at Oklahoma, -7.5 at Oklahoma. What do you got?
I got the Sooners in a blowout.
In a blowout?
I think they win by at least 10. But I think it's going
to
be more
that's
like
a blowout. That's
no,
a blowout.
I'm saying, I'm saying I think they win by at least 10, but I'd say possibly.
The spread is 7.5.
Possibly 2 touchdowns.
The spread is 7.5.
I'll take Oklahoma and give the points.
I will take Oklahoma. I think they're going to cover. I think they'll win by at least 2 scores.
Yeah, I can't. I don't believe in Texas that much.
It's just 4 wins. They beat Kansas State by 5. I mean,
OU.
Yeah, but they beat Tulsa, man. Be careful on that one.
All right, NFL, Jacksonville at Kansas City, -3 for the Chiefs.
I'm telling you right now, I'm all over the Jags on this. I just feel like the Chiefs' defense is not that good, and I know the Jags are dinged up on offense, but I'm really looking forward to this game. You and I had mentioned it, Barry. I think the Jags' defense is going to try and make a statement.
I can make this real easy for you with all my picks. There's only one dog that I have on my entire list that I'm going with, and it's the Cowboys. So give me KC.
Chiefs at home, okay.
I'm going to pick Jacksonville. I don't think they're going to win at home.
Okay.
Atlanta at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh favored by 3?
Yep.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
I will do the same.
Yep.
I know Atlanta's defense is really dinged up and it's garbage, but they got a lot of offensive weapons and the Steelers really seem to be in disarray, but it's a desperation game. Reluctantly, I'll take the Steelers at home.
Okay.
All right, Minnesota at...
Who'd you take?
Steelers.
Okay.
Minnesota at Philadelphia. -3.
I'm all over the Eagles.
Yeah.
Philly. All over the Eagles at home.
Me too.
I'm with you.
Washington versus New Orleans minus 6.5.
6.5's a lot, but I'll stick with New Orleans. I'm not confident in it, but I'm sticking with only one dog this week.
I don't think it's terrible. I think Drew Brees can win by a touchdown. I'm picking New Orleans.
It's a big game. Brees throws for 201 or more, and he breaks the all-time record for yards. They're going to score points because of it. They're going to put the ball in the air, which he does best, and that's why I think New Orleans covers.
Okay.
All right, last one. Dallas at Houston, minus 3 at home for the Texans.
I already told you, I'll take the Cowboys and those 3 points. It was 3.5 last time I looked, but 3. And but I think Houston wins. I think it's a close game. These are two very similar close teams in many ways on paper. Dallas covers, Houston wins.
I'm picking the upset. I think Cowboys wins. Okay. I think they win and they beat the Texans on the road.
I also agree. I think the Cowboys win at NRG. I think that the Cowboys defense is better than people think. And I think that Zeke's going to be a handful. And with that offensive line, even though they're dinged up, I think that it's going to be, you guys mentioned it with Cody, Barry, that, you know, they got their hands full dealing with a different offensive line than they've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
So there you have it. All right. So, boys, great week. We appreciate all you guys being along for the ride. Again, tomorrow we are off so that we can have ESPN baseball coverage of the Astros and the Indian series. So we'll enjoy some time off. You guys do the same, but don't do anything like that right now. Listen to the Blitz because Fred, AJ, Jong, they're Nets. They'll take you home till 7. You guys have a great weekend. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah,
boy. ESPN 97.5.